CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. Here is today's piece of the pie.
Let me tell you something, seeing as you were there. Did you notice the way I walked up and looked at the podium?
Christian Gallinger submitted a piece that he made in art school. The piece was from 2010. He felt that the project that he put in really represented what Real Pride Art Festival was supposed to be about.
I think you nailed it. Like it was, while you were talking, okay, so he, well, my friend Andrea, who you've met, I went to like a film premiere 2 weeks ago in like the French Cultural Center, and he was introducing like the whole film festival.
Oh, show me.
Yeah. So he was speaking about tonight 2 weeks ago.
Cool. Yeah. So are you?
It's really neat. I'm happy that Burgess put this together. It's really cool.
Yeah. How do you know Burgess?
Burgess was my classmate when I went to graphic design at Red River.
Cool.
And we've been best buds ever since.
And did he just invite you here this evening?
Yes.
Burgess Martin was the curator of the show. Burgess graduated from Red River College in Winnipeg a couple years ago.
And so
he was able to submit his own work and also pull in work from a bunch of distinguished artists from around Winnipeg.
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So who do you know here?
Sorry?
Whose art do you know here?
Burgess. And I know Christian a little bit.
Yeah.
And didn't you say Brendan?
Brendan.
Getting to meet the artists and those involved in Real Pride really gives you a perspective of the LGBTQ art community in Winnipeg. It's huge. For Winnipeg Slice, I'm Mel Hansen.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.